Key 2. Release your undigested past, that which has the magnetic potential to pull you over and over again into hell. This we will write in Ariel's voice, just as she wrote it originally, for we may write through you one day. Yes, we will. Most definitely. Yes, we will. Most definitely. Yes, through you all we will write. This we will. Most definitely. This will provide you with a base note, an anchor so much more profound. For if we were to write this in our true voice, we would lift you right off the ground. We would lift you right off the ground. What she does scribe, here listen closely, for it is a nugget, it is a seed. It is a glistening golden key for you to completely, absolutely safely empty out your past. Empty yourself out of the past. This is what we now you beseech, to lighten up your heavenly bodies, to lift yourselves up, to stand so tall. The writing, it is on the wall, my friends. The writing, it is on the wall. For we have been with you eternally. We have been with you since the great fall of Humpty Dumpty, your dear childhood friend, the one who represents the fall, the great fall, oh, the one who represents the fall. These nursery rhymes, they are memory rhymes. We have them encoded deep within your minds. For it is through them, told through millennia's child, that you do remember it all, that you do remember it all. There is nothing left for us here to say. Sweet Ariel, she knows this well. So listen to her, our sweet darling dears, as she walks right out of the dark night of hell, for she leaves behind a sweet mystery. It is as if there ne'er was a fall, a great fall. It is as if there ne'er was a fall. No, not at all. It is as if there ne'er was a fall. For this, it re-becomes your reality. As you release the past, you will see. There never again will exist a state called suffering. It is rapidly becoming a thing of the past, ha-ha. It is becoming a relic of the past. Now she will show you a path full with bright light. It is easy to step both day and to night. Your dreams, they will show you how to take flight. Sweet dreaming, my dear, as you fly home, you fly home. Sweet dreaming, my dear, as you fly home. There is one more thing that I would like to say. It is that I love you in a very rich way. My love, it is deep, and it is here to stay. I love you all the way home, the way home. I love you all the way home. I love you all the way home, the way home. Yes, I love you all the way home. So follow the cues that Ariel, she gives. This is a gateway, a huge widening door. And as you walk through it, you will meet me again. Some of you have been here before. Yes, before. Some of you have been here before. Now simply take steps as she shows you, dear. The steps that she shows you, they are so clear. For these are our steps. We write them through her. Yes, these great steps, we write these through her. If you have any questions, you may ask me yourself. Practice speaking directly to me. Yes, to me. Practice speaking directly with me. I hold you now in my very own heart. I have held you, my dear, right here from the start. My heart is your home. It has always been this. Climb now inside it, my dear. Yes, my dear. Climb now inside my heart, my dear. Yes, climb now inside my heart, my dear. Please climb now inside my heart. All that we are is a result of what we have thought. How true. This is the root of great misunderstandings, including murders and wars. What we think about things is what determines our relationship to them, either our openness to expansion, evolution, and ultimate co-creative flexibility, or our closed and rigid attachment to what we have come to believe. Humanity can no longer resolve itself through reason and through understanding. Making sense often makes things worse. The intellect is not a pathway for the soul. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. As we transcend reason, our greatest evolutionary feat ever, we will enter an entirely new age as humanity. Our burgeoning consciousness will be akin to the perspective of the gods. We will no longer be swimming in the same perpetually murky soup, looking up from down, using the same ingredients over and over again to create the same results. Instead, we will really and truly move substantially nearer to the vibrational field of God, viewing reality from his/her vantage of looking down from up. It is difficult for the ego to comprehend this, for it has never, ever experienced what this is. Emptying out the past is vital in limbering us up sufficiently to be able to make this shift, to be able to maneuver ego from its top-down commission one position to its commission two co-pilot seat on par with soul. Without emptying out the past, we are too clunky. We are like massive automobiles dragging tin cans and bricks and sofas and all sorts of junk behind us. We are a dead weight. We must respectfully and with the utmost of mastery lighten our load. To put this into even more poignant perspective, and as a result of this illumination, to propel us into deeply committed motivation to empty out our pasts and never ever to accrue them again, is to recognize this. The greatest danger in the world is people's unprocessed pasts. For it is when our undigested past is triggered and we are distracted by the uprising of it, that our attention leaves the now. We are no longer present. The blindness that ensues, the potential for our negligence, is what allows and enables us to be hurtful to others, physically, verbally, emotionally, and psychically. It is what makes us unwieldy and unpredictable in a volatile way. This immediately erodes trust, leaving in its wake a trepidation as to our and others' ultimate safety. As we take full responsibility for our undigested past, committing to emptying out, and as we do our best to process our new experiences in real time so that we relegate nothing to our current unprocessed past, we become safe. We become safe for others to be around, because when our attention is present and undistracted by our own pain, we cannot blindly or intentionally cause harm. So how do we become agile and lithe and resilient and transformable? How do we become pliable like clay, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, rather than brittle and extinctible like dinosaurs and so many species that have preceded us? Let us delve into this, for it is as fascinating as it is vital to our survival and to our ultimate thrival. First, we will explore the principles of digestion, and we will reveal what triggers actually are. Next, we will outline the 18-level ladder of consciousness, and we will actively explore two ways to climb it. Following this, we will experience one of the most rapid ways to shift our perception from hell into harmony through splicing. Then, we will walk step by step through a phenomenal freedom tool, learning how to effectively work with triggers as our ally rather than as our adversary. Essentially, thus, we will be climbing out of the deep, dark well of hell and home into the light. When we are complete this chapter, we will have three sterling tools, each in our own hands: the 18-level ladder of consciousness, splicing, and six steps to empty out your past. We will top this magnificently with an active understanding of how to never again accrue a past. That is, how to maintain our incredible lightness of being always. Freedom, it awaits you, right here, right now.